You're listening to a podcast from 702.
As you know, at this time, we look at the major political stories you need to keep your attention on. And today is a big meeting. U.S. President Donald Trump and the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, are meeting for their second summit in what some are calling an historic moment. Could this be Trump's moment? Like Nixon opened up China, could we find a permanent solution for the Korean Peninsula? We're joined now by Professor of International Relations at Wits University, Professor John Stremlau. Good morning to you, Prof, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right, just give us a picture here. What is at stake here? Is this just another PR photo op for these two leaders without getting anything substantive achieved? Or could this be Trump's, historic moment as far as his foreign policy is concerned?
Well, it's very hard to forecast because you're dealing with Donald Trump, obviously, and he keeps his own counsel, is not very well prepared, and will be meeting one-on-one with Kim later today. They're 5 hours ahead of us before dinner, but the real discussions are tomorrow. What Trump has said all along that he wants is the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, the abandonment of North Korea's nuclear capacity, and what Kim Jong-un wants is access to Western capital and to trade and to investment and aid because of the sanctions, keeping that economy very isolated. It's a poor country. You know, South Africa's economy is 20 times bigger than North Korea's, and yet we've only got twice the population. So it's a very poor country. And yet it's hard to see right now how they can bridge that gap. I think you may see something like an agreement to end the Korean War, which had an armistice in 1953, 66 years ago, and has never actually been formally ended. That would be a feel-good gesture. But whether or not you could get Kim to play his only card, which is nuclear weapons, and what leverage Trump has is hard to say. Ironically, what you'd like is to see something like the Iran deal that Obama negotiated in 2015, but, of course, Trump has trashed Obama's Iran deal to the consternation of the international community, including South Africa. So I'm not sure what's going to come out of this.
I mean, on the one hand, you think the person of Donald Trump is, in an ironic way, perhaps the only person who can get a deal, because this situation has been in a kind of stalemate for decades with nothing new happening until he came onto the scene. So that's the one way to look at it. The other, of course, is, I mean, I saw a video that went viral the other day where he couldn't even understand what a memorandum of understanding is in the trade talks with China. So when he's left in a room with what appears to already be a wily character like Kim Jong-un, might he concede more than he gets?
Well, that's the fear that the defense establishment in the U.S. has. And in the Singapore meeting last year, of course, he surprised everyone by ending the joint military operations with South Korea that pleased the North very much. Donald Trump is in a weakened position, as you know, because this week the headlines in the U.S. are all going to be about Michael Cohen, his personal attorney, giving revelations about the corrupt practices and misbehavior of Donald Trump. And there's been also yesterday the resolution in the House of Representatives condemning this border emergency that goes to the Senate and might pass the Senate. So he would have a bill that would contradict his policy. So he would like to have something to show for this. But what would that be? If Kim Jong-un was ambitious, he'd say, well, my ICBMs, the long-range missiles we're developing that could hit Los Angeles, we're going to end that program and you can verify it. But that would destabilize Japan and South Korea without a more comprehensive deal. And it's hard to see Donald Trump having the discipline or the preparation to begin to a process that would lead to some sort of Iran type of deal. That's just not the way he operates, as you point out.
Yeah, so how does South Korea play all of this? Because, of course, what the North Koreans want ultimately is the Americans out of the peninsula. It's a tightrope for the South Koreans to walk, isn't it?
It's extremely difficult. And President Moon, whose popularity has been falling in South Korea, desperately wants to have a process that would allow for the gradual reunification on South Korea's terms. And South Korea is in a very strong position, except militarily it's vulnerable to the, again, to the nuclear capacity of the North. But it's got a lot of cards to play economically, and we would like to see a reconciliation among these people, between these two people, the same people. But that's not going to come easily.
Could we have another Vietnam here, reunification of that sort?
Well, remember, that was done by a military victory and the humiliation of the United States and withdrawal from that crazy, misguided intervention by the United States that was my generation's great burden. And it is in fact, possible to see, envision the reunification of Korea. But the military equation is very different. What happened in the North was the forceful reunification, and that's not going to happen, I don't think, anytime soon, the reasons we know.
Okay, while we have you on the line, Michael Cohen, before Congress, I mean, will he spill the beans? Will he tell all?
He certainly is saying so, and the Republicans are denigrating him because he's already been convicted and is going to jail for lying to Congress. But he says this is his moment of truth. I just think we have to take all this information along as it comes and evaluate it, and that will certainly be done when Robert Mueller issues his report to the special counsel. That could come any time now. Donald Trump is in very deep political trouble, and his popularity is falling there. And, of course, America's standing around the world. The Gallup poll just released says it's down now to 30%. So these are dark days for America, and we'll see what happens.
All right, we'll see what happens. Indeed, Professor John Strimlau, Professor of International Relations at Wits University. This is, of course, a speculation mounts that the former Vice President